maybe I fix it. But even Lalita Prasad, who was anti Guru Maharaj, he also appreciated because it is written in the name of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, common interest. So he also expressed her appreciation for this flow, this Bhakti Vinod Thakur. What is Bhakti Vinod Thakur? In comparison with other acharyas, spiritual preceptors, what is his position? It was depicted there by gradual development. The gradual development of the season, of the theistic realization that was shown there. And that Rupa has appreciated that very much. The comparative study of the real theism, how it grows, very logically. That is Ramananda Rai, the topics of Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. That is very, very sweet in my heart. And my heart follows that very closely, as if making it one with me. So much so that there is development in the theistic conception of the Gaudiya Vaishnava, the Bhagavad school, as it was expressed in the discourse of Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. Mahaprabhu is asking and Ramananda replying. And this process, how step by step it climbed up to the highest, I closely followed that. And that is the key to all my talk. There is no one place it is found from the Varnasram. How gradually it is developing, step by step. We have to follow that strictly. Strictly and sincerely we have to follow. Then everything we can have a conception of. What is Gaudiya? What is Bhagavata? What is Krishna consciousness? It is there. And any true student of that discourse divine, he may have the real conception, entrance into the very private, into the secret of the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava theology. It is there. And then, of course, in Sanatana Shikha, Rupa Shikha, there is about it. But in nutshell, the whole system is to be found there from top to bottom there. Hare Krishna. And that is within my heart always. Gaur Nittam, Gaur Nittam, Nidai Gaur Gadaro, Nidai Gaur Gadaro. Nidai Gaur Gadaro. I like and I feel that I am at the pitch, I am at that pitch. I want to secure my position at the pitch, near the pitch. Apraya Ramananda Mahaprabhu Sarup Damodar. No other wealth have any charm as in my life here in the world or in Vaikuntha or anywhere else. What the ISKCON will do harm to me. I want to take my position there, eternal position under the feet of my master. Ratna Chintamani, Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned there. The talk is discovering valuable after valuable, more and more valuable gems and gems gradually, in gradual process. go deeper to get more valuable gems. Go deeper in this way. it has been given by installment. Skiyate sadhana, ratno chintamani, in this person the more valuable things have been distributed there in that talk. It is a public thing. It is there. Go and attack and loot. It is open to all. It is open to all. Go. And drink to the fullest extent of your capacity. Quench your all hankering, thirst. Thirst, it is there. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. ভক্তগণ শুন মর সাদন্য ভজন গোবিন্দ মহারাজ অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েশন ফর দিস ভেরি মাচ ইট ইজ রিটন চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত হোয়াট ইজ মহাপ্রভু কবিরাজ গোস্বামী ইজ গিভিং ডিসক্রিপশন about Mahaprabhu. Who is he? Just from a divine, infinite lake, so many, hundreds of currents are coming out of nectar. Nectar and currents are in thousands coming out from a particular divine lake. And all those currents are Krishna Lilamrita. And they're coming out from the a lake, who is Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu, who is Mahaprabhu? From whom? In thousands ways the variegated nature of Krishna Lila coming out. Krishna Lila Mitrasar, Tar Sato Sato Dhar, hundreds of streams are coming out of a particular inconceivable divine lake. And the current of Krishna Lilamrita, the nectarine pastimes of Krishna, is coming out. And the lake has been compared with Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Deva, oozing out from him in every movement, his glance, his appearance, his talk, his dancing, his Krishna. His ordinary discourse with his devotees in different variegated nature and a beautiful way. Only Krishna Lilamrita, the streams are oozing in different ways, of different taste, peculiar, unthinkable sweetness they are coming out from him. From every posture, gesture, look, movement, Krishna coming out. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If one can understand him that rasa pushya param drishta anivartati, no other ambition he cannot cherish in his heart any longer. That may be the blessing of the divinity towards me and towards everyone. No other wealth is ever calculated to be better than this. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Yadi Gaur na ho to kemo na hoi to kemo ne dhari tam dehi. Prem rasa shima radharo mahima jagate jana tokhi. Gaur Hari Bol. Kyaar kori vedaya pati to dekhiya, pati to dekhiya kyaar uthi vekandiya. Mahaprabhu gone, who else again will cry aloud seeing the fallen condition of the souls? They could not tolerate this stage of the soul disconnected from Krishna and their soul, deplorable condition. Haridas, Hari nahi paaye. It is a very strange thing that who is really by his existence he is disoriented of Krishna and he is devoid of Krishna, separated from Krishna. What is this? It is quite unnatural. It cannot be tolerated. Krishna is his own master, and he's separated from his own Lord of heart. A very wonderful. One normal thinking man can't tolerate this. This is birthright. Home, out of home. Their feeling is like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gauri, Gauri, Gauri. Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo. Kato Vaidya Govinda Maharaj?
Dasta
Vajaja. Dasta Vajaja. Nidai Dayal, Nidai Dayal, Nidai Dayal, Nidai Dayal. Mahaprabhu Govinda Sundara Hari. Gauranga Nagaravara Nittan Hiyat Namahi. The beloved citizen of Navadvip, beautifully dancing, singing his own name and own Leela. Singing and dancing. And feeling his own self. That ideal citizen of Navadvip, that famous citizen, Gauranga, dancing, feeling his own beauty, especially that of name, tasting his own name and beauty and dancing. That was sent in the streets of Nadia that time. Prabodhananda Saraswati, the Guru, the guide of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his poem, Gauranga Nagaravara Nittan Hiyat Namabhi. How beautiful. Taking his own name in a way. And by his own charm, his chant in dancing and singing. Sabhajana Vivajana Prayojana Avatari. Savirahakshi Panitang Bandhong. And so Milana Milana Nanda Kipanitang Ma Madhuram. Madhurin. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar. So we may stop here today.
Installment according to the capability of those for whom I give. And one who will have such fine understanding has to understand, has to know, has to feel. This is also his order. But to a particular group, but more intelligent and a higher-minded person, they may cross those rulings and advance further, further. So many scriptures to be ignored, many sadhus at that level to be ignored. And even the society and well-wishers of different interests, everything should be known if you want me as Krishna. I am Bhagavan Krishna, especially in Vrindavan Vraja. I can't tolerate any partner of any shade in my dealings with in my dealings of everyone. No partner. I am the absolute enjoyer. No partnership I can tolerate. Even to whom you should have obligation, the guru section, pita, mata, atmiya, svajan, the relatives, the parents, so-called superiors. None only can tolerate it. Then I am not there. I am not there. 100%. If you want me, then I want to have 100% in quality. You may have to attend those duties, but outwardly. Eso. But the innermost heart I want also. There I am. I am there. Otherwise you will have to come to my outer expression and so many other form I have got to engage you in that holy life. But Vrajendranandan, if you want, Vrajendra Kishore, no other part. Hare Krishna. Hajanam Arjipatham Chahitta Bhirur Mukunda Padami Suri Bhirbe. Vedas, that is the rulings, and law books, religious law books also, they can't express, but they are aiming at such a thing. So the Vir Bhimikam, all the revealed truths, revealed expressions, they are also aiming towards this, but can't express fully. That is, my nature is such. And the most selfish in that respect. So selfish, even the scriptures cannot measure it. They fail to measure and express that I am so selfish. But you will try to understand that is your absolute good. Absolute good, absolute cannot be, admit any secondary position. I can't tolerate that we will be second to someone. Because it is absolute, not second to anyone. So no partnership. No partnership is conceivable there. I am such. But
connotation increases, denotation decreases. Denotation increases, connotation decreases. And logically, we read, connotation increases, denotation. This religious conception is there everywhere. Muktanam, Vihidhanam, Narayana, Parayana, Kasmir Bhav, Chadiko, Yogi, Gyani, Bhogya, Satmi. Yogi, Yogi, Nam, Rishad, Vishang, Madhkati, Saddha. You guys, you have got eliminated. Elimination and improvement. Improvement means elimination. Improvement means elimination. So those that are very particular about quality, they cannot mix with the mass and hankering, or mass qualification or capacity. They are always trying to go higher than eliminative nature. They are ruthless. They are ruthless. They are progressing, eliminating nature. Yudhishthira Maharaj, in his Mahaprasthan, and he is making advance. The Draupadi, Sahadev, Nakul, all falling down and asking why it is so. We are so we are so intimately connected with you, Maharaj. You are going away, you are going up, and we fall down. Carelessly, Yudhishthira Maharaj, going up. Oh, you had such defect, so you fell down, one by one. Draupadi, Sahadev, Nakul, Arjun, Bhim. Why I feel I fall down? I am falling down. You had some such defect of this nature, so you fall down without caring. His marching onward. And should we mark that this is a type of selfishness? No. To advance towards truth, it cannot be so. Truth is distributed by himself. Truth, not only wholesome, also distributive, also self-distributive in nature. Nature. So I am going only to enhance that. By serving him, I am going to help him to his self-distribution, which is universal. Apparently it may be thought to be very narrowed in the worldly sense, in the external sense, but it is more universal than the qualitative difference. Eliminating stone, earth, water, we are going to ether. But ether is more vapok, extensive than the earth. Water is more extensive than the earth. Then the air is more extensive, spacious than the water in this way. The sukma, gross is being eliminated, and we are going to, approaching towards sukma, subtle, from subtler to subtlest. But in one sense, that is more accommodating. So, Bhagavan Krishna, whimsical, absolute good whimsical. That is at the back of every form of truth. So outwardly eliminating, but inwardly it is accommodating. The quality is valuable, it is precious. Quantity is available, it is very cheap. Quantity, here we find. But here in this mundane plane, the nature of quality is very rarely found. Different nature we find even in the Acharya Goshthanandi. Whatever they have, in a collective way, they want to get it, enjoy. There are some who are very eager to improve their qualitative realization. Do not care much for the environment, but more careful towards inner realization. But when anyone is used by the Absolute to do any work, he will have to do that. He will be given such nature. Arurukhu, the stage when just is going to climb the stage, that apandasa, that in his own plane, amongst them two kinds, Goshthanandi and Viviktanandi.
In the Harinam Chintamani, it describes about the apandasa and those different stages. And Bhaktivinoda says that there's a persons who are have archana pravritti and those who have sankirtan pravritti. Archana pravritti.
In apandasa.
Yes. No, not in that, but generally sadhaks may have archana pravritti or a sankirtan pravritti. So are these comparisons?
Archan temperament in the highest stage, it is to be found in Ramanuja Sampradaya, in Vaikuntha. The Archan have may attain final stage. But in Goloka, Archana is secondary. And the Raga service, that is primary. Archana, not Archana proper, but the shape of Archana we find in Nimbarka Sampradaya. Something like Archana. And the opposite Raga Seva we find in Vallabh Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Vallabh Sampradaya, Seva. They even do not like to pronounce the name Archan, the Seva. And
Kirtan is in Gaudiya Sampradaya, and the what it seems to be Archan, it is not yet Archan. What Rupa Sanatana did themselves, Goswamis, that is a kind of seva, not much of Archan. Archan is there when scriptures plays the part, very important play. Mm-hmm. But heart within, the satisfaction of the inner heart, that plays the important part in bhajan, seva. In Vrijamandal, about Krishna, Gopal, all these things, the Ragamarga, the inner inclination, tendency, that is more valuable, is considered to be more valuable than what is recommended in the scriptures in Archan Marga. Once in Gaudiya you may find one such question was put to our Guru Maharaj, the Rupa Sanatana. Where Govinda Mandir, all these temples have been established by them, deities installed. So they also did Archanam. Guru Maharaj told, no, what they did, that is bhajan. Archan is indirect through the scripture. Bhajan from heart to heart, direct approach. So apparently people may think that they are making archan, but it is not so. Bhajan means direct service, and archan through the scriptural rules. So Rupa Sanatana was not follower of, or the Goswamis were not follower of archan, though they installed deities, temples, etc. More concerned with inner sentiment, that is bhajan, and more care taken to the rules, regulations of the Shastra, that is archan. That will help gradually to arouse our internal feeling, sentiment. So archan is not to be condemned, but if any distinction to be thought out, it is like that. Bhajan, more hearty, and archan, more spiritual.
Archan is more Gyan Mishra.
What?
Gyan Mishra.
Shastra Nishtha. So he is being gone.
This platform of Apan is extremely advanced.
Huh?
Very advanced. Apan Dasha.
Oh.
Very advanced stage.
Very?
Advanced.
Of course. Sarasiddhi.
Mm-hmm.
Advanced stage. General, maintain, consolidate your position where you are, that you may not have to go back. Then you must march. That is the object of your
consolidating position there, sattva dharman paristhityamami kamsarnam. So relative things to be attended, because we not may go down. But the object is to go onward, absolute consideration. It is not a static one. Hari is. Otherwise, this will be a stagnant, a rotten thing. Progressing nature, there always should be, at the same time, to maintain one's advanced position also. So relative, only to maintain the present position. And absolute consideration, to go up farther, more onward. So that is our aim, and this is our position. That we may not go down. Government should be utilized and minister to the people through them. That is all important. Rameshwar Maharaj's tone, that when he has got recognition from Swami Maharaj to do the function of the Acharya, then necessarily he is in absolute position. Why? I do not recognize his position to be so. Still he is a student, Madhyama Adhikari, at most, at best. Then there's Rajan Adi case, he was an Acharya.
No, only GBC.
Only GBC.
He was trying to be an Acharya.
He desirous of becoming an Acharya, we're told.
And I was told that one Acharya, he has married his own disciple.
No, he didn't do it. He had some desire to do that. He had a desire to do that. And then he checked that desire.
He asked the GBC's permission.
He requested it.
Who is he?
Hari Kesh.
Hari. Hari Kesh is more afraid. Hari Kesh is more afraid of me. That he wants the to keep the standard of the Acharya. He is there to criticize the standard of Acharya. We are all perfect. We are supposed to be perfect.
Yeah.
But that gentleman, he does not recognize that position in us. He is the son of our aunt Shochi Devi. Shochi Devi is our aunt, and he is born of her. So what greater position he may hold?
than us. Sati, but of course we are transmitting that it is over intelligent. And endowed with some great prospect. That does not mean that he will say that we are nothing. And he is all perfect. You may go through that Tidandi Bhikshu Pakkhan. Krishna himself is chanting that, how he was disturbed by the public.
Avantipur.
That one Avantipur. The Tidandi Bhikshu. How the public disturbed him, collecting some food, he's placing in the banks of the river. Some came and passed urine there, so much. It is mentioned, and of course, it is coming from the mouth of Krishna himself. The public is maybe so boisterous, so rude, so cruel, so beastly in their temperament. They are collecting some food by begging, and he is taking that. And one came and began to pass him to what country. Then they will put so many questions. He is tired of answering them, he is keeping silence. Then giving some slap. Don't say anything. He must be a thief or a dacoit. This is the mentality. And this coming, and this passes through the notice of Krishna himself. But it is necessary for the improvement of the sadhu's condition. So he does not interfere. It helps them indirectly. They may be hateful to the world at large. That means they may not have any charm in future for such life, beastly life.
Jyoti Vasu?
Jyoti.
I don't know, he recently died?
He's the chief minister.
Yeah. Recently died in Jaipur?
Mukhyamantri?
Jyoti Mai Vasu.
Vasu. So that was any reaction in Bengal? Any reaction in Bengal?
Reaction that one of the strong members of the Communist Party went away, not much. They are in big majority still. Mai Basu, he was an assembly member only, but fighting member.
He was favorable to some degree. He was somewhat favorable towards ISKCON.
Favorable?
Yeah, he had some connection with Bhavananda and Jayapataka.
You did my abortion.
He carried some influence for ISKCON.
Somnath Chatterjee, his father is going to commit suicide. Action, reaction. Abhijinjada mangalam karmanam parinamitta ఆవిరించాదము.